Welcome to Conversations with Community Managers, a podcast series with actual community managers from a variety of industries. On this podcast, we peel back the hype and get into how-to discussions that uncover community and social media management best practices. Conversations with Community Managers is a co-production of the Community Roundtable and Voce Communications. This is Doug Haslam of Voce Communications.
And Jim Storer with the Community Roundtable.
And with us is Brian Simpson, who is the Director of Social Hospitality at Roger Smith Hotel in New York City.
Welcome, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Great.
Awesome.
I want to start by asking you about the title, an unusual title. We'll talk about people who are either Director of Social Media or Community Manager or Director of Community or something like that. But you've got Director of Social Hospitality, which is definitely unique, at least among the people we're talking to.
Yeah, it's truly a cross-section of what I've done for 30 years, which is the food and beverage business, hotels, restaurants, and whatnot. And when I left the Plaza Hotel and went over to the Roger Smith Hotel, a big part of my initiative there was to work with Adam Wallace to further their social media department. They'd had an online presence on YouTube, just basically curating videos for about 3 years, but really no distribution. So, we started the Twitter account, Flickr page, blog, and all of that. So truly, my connection is online, offline. If you go to the hotel, I'm there. I'll help with events. I'll help with parties, help run the restaurant. But the other half of what I do is the online connections, whether it's outreach, customer service, follow-up, using the social tools that we have to basically extend our hospitality and our family out over the internet.
You know, it is interesting. I met you, I think it was at Social Media Breakfast New York, or maybe before that. You guys do a really good job of bringing not only people that are in social media, but bringing people together at your hotel. I mean, you do a lot of events. You did Smart Camp as well. So
yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about how important offline events are to your overall strategy?
If we don't connect with you offline, then there's really no real connection. Unless you guys can figure out a way to get $250 a night from people to not come to our hotel, it's crucial. The in-person stuff is crucial. And with both of you gentlemen, I followed you on Twitter before I met you personally. And then I think you can probably admit, I know I can, that once you shake hands, once you look somebody in the eye and talk to them, that connection, that bond becomes more solidified and more honest and more real. So our goal is to somewhere shake hands, somewhere cross paths, whether it's at the hotel or at a conference, whether it's up in Boston or whatever, but keeping that offline presence when there is an event at the hotel, social media or not, we want to be involved because those are the people that we can follow up and keep those relationships going with.
Now, being an independent hotel, do you find that that's an advantage that maybe you're a little bit more nimble or are allowed to try more things and be a little bit more innovative than, say, a bigger chain?
It's absolutely a fact. It's too bad. I think the bigger chain uses an excuse, saying, oh, there's politics, there's chains of command, there's this, there's that, where we're supported by Mr. Knowles, the owner, to do anything and everything. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, move on. It's less about just the hotels, but really being nimble as a small business and having the support of the owner and the whole staff. Everybody's behind it, and that is crucial. And it's definitely an advantage. Absolutely.
So the topic of metrics and measurement is a big one right now, and I guess we're starting to wonder, what kinds of ROI are you tracking there with your social media efforts?
It's kind of interesting. Mr. Knowles actually sat me down about a month ago with Adam, and I was like, what is my actual job? What do you really want out of Adam and I? Because we were getting excited about tracking stuff and metrics and, looking at the numbers, and he slammed his fist down and said, no, I've got salespeople for that. I've got, other people that are booking rooms, that are booking parties. And I said, what am I then? He's like, I want you to be the medicine man and dance around fires. So really,
that's called marketing.
It's called marketing. Well, that's what it is. But what we do is for any of the events or for any of the stuff that's going on, we always have promo codes. The 140 conference coming up for Internet Week, BlogHer this summer. I'll reach out to these organizations and say, hey, we've got a 15% discount. Here's the code. They'll have their specific code. They can spread it. So any bookings that come in through that, whether they're called in or done online, we can track those directly monthly. For the most part, our ROI, this is, I think it was one of my favorite talks out at South By, was with Sarah Prevett and Saul Cult. Sarah really fighting for the metrics. And, if you can't see numbers, then what are you striving for? And Saul more touchy-feely. It's like if you can't have conversations, then who are you really talking to? And it's definitely a balance, but we lean more on the touchy-feely side, being an independent place. We can do that. If we were a multiple unit, we definitely have to rely more on the flat numbers and the metrics and in the reporting.
Well, speaking of, you know, other hotels, and I talked about bigger chains, do you see other hotels doing it well or not so? And I feel comfortable asking that because you might be able to cite hotels in other cities where mm-hmm. you're not really directly competing. And I've looked a little into this, but I'm interested in your outlook on that.
Well, there's different levels of how they're being successful, I think. Some hotels are just using their blog and online marketing as a great, really as a great broadcast channel. Mm-hmm. Their engagement, I don't think, is as high as it could be, but I'm highly impressed, like with the Drake Hotel up in Toronto.
Okay.
Awesome stuff. You know, I think their website's great. Their content is fun. I don't see as a ton of engagement back from them. I'm not saying it's not happening, but I'm super impressed with what they're doing. Hotel Max in Seattle, great job of engaging. Fantastic. They reach out, I think. What they do well, I think, is what we've done well in any of the other hotels. I think Preston down in North Carolina or somewhere also does well, is reaching out to the locals first.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels always forget about the locals for good reason for the most part. You know, how many times is the local? I mean, how many times have you stayed at the Lenox Hotel in Boston?
Mm-hmm.
Probably never. It's hard to reach out to the locals because you don't know what you're reaching out to, but really that's where you need to build the community in. I'd say those places are doing it well. Actually, the London West out in L.A., pretty good online presence. I stayed there, tweeted to them. Within a couple hours, they tweeted back. I liked that. The Colonnade up in Boston, Chris, mm-hmm. is doing a fantastic job up there, and he gets it. And that's the key, is the hotels that aren't forcing someone to do it are doing well. Anyone who's using an agency, I think, is falling short. People that are finding in-house people that are already their ambassadors, drowning on the Kool-Aid, those are the places that are doing well because it's organic. It's a real-life mm-hmm. message, and people understand that.
Let me transition a little bit to some of the ways you're using social media, and I want to just point at one. You've got a blog now called Roger Smith Life.
Yes.
And it's interesting. I met Zane Evaton down at South by Southwest. She's quite a character, right?
Yes, she
and
is.
And I Same saw... Out. I saw that you guys did a kind of a walk around in her place down in Dallas, and
yep.
that really intrigued me. It made me wonder, kind of, you know, what are you doing there? What tell us a little bit about Roger Smith Life and some of the pieces that you do.
That's the absolute epitome of transitioning from what Roger Smith Hotel has always been to what it is online right now. James Knowles, the owner, is a artist by trade and is a storyteller. He hates to fly, not because he fears flying, but because he likes to drive and he likes to experience the people along the way of his journey, so to speak. He's done motorcycle trips in Europe and told me some amazing stories, and we all get that from him. And our blog, if our blog was just about hotel rooms and about events, it would really be boring. I mean, I wouldn't want to go to it. But with the collective groups that we have Pan Man Production, which is our video team that we work with. John Knowles is the head of that. You know, the Pan Man guys will go do a shoot in a subway of some performance people, you know, doing playing music. And all of a sudden, Adam will get their information, put this into a blog post. And the next morning, I wake up and I'm surprised by what shows up on our blog. So what we put there is it's got to be interesting. People want to read about other people and they want to read about stories beyond your business. And we've got that capability and people willing to do it. And that's the key to it, I think.
I mean, you say we on the blog, so it's not just you and it's not just Adam, but there are other people working on the social media efforts.
100%. It's, mm-hmm. you know, for the first year, we really, it was Adam and I, and Pan Man was definitely in there with their video stuff, but really have a lot of their own, lot on their own plate. And in the last probably 3 months, Adam and I, our goal for 2010 was to make social media not a department, but just a way of everyone living in that hotel. I think we're up to 24 employees, including managers and bartenders and whatnot, that have Twitter accounts. And we encourage everyone to contribute. We've got an intern now, Daniel, who's helping with the blog. The Pan Man people put stuff up. Danica and Matt from the arts, the art department, are putting stuff up on that blog. So although Pan Man has their own blog, although the Lab Gallery has their own blog and Twitter and website, we try to aggregate all of the good stuff to the Roger Smith Life, because that truly embodies what Roger Smith Life is. It's everything that goes on in that hotel, whether it's, you know, Adam and I folding laundry downstairs during a snowstorm because people called out, or, you know, Mr. Knowles sitting upstairs talking to poets on the 16th floor. So it's a collective group. Although Adam and I are seen as the faces of it, It goes way beyond us. It's a much bigger picture than us.
Mm-hmm. So we talked a little bit about the Twitter and Facebook and quite a bit about your own domain, the blog there. But there are other, I guess, third party places where, even though Twitter and Facebook are, you know, owned by someone else, they're kind of your communities, your networks. What about these other communities that you don't own and you're participating outside and in the retail and hospitality industries? You've got places like TripAdvisor and Yelp, probably maybe the two, if you can name another one too, but TripAdvisor and Yelp are the ones that come to mind as two communities that you're probably paying a lot of attention to.
Absolutely. I mean, that's part of our daily reporting comes from those, especially TripAdvisor. Yelp, without knocking them, is a little more, you know, obviously it's a lot about restaurants and a lot of people use it for dining. The TripAdvisor travelers, you know, super important. I know we've raised our numbers on that, and it's something we really want to put in the face of our guests. Where I was talking about building up a local community, I think where people really forget, and I tell you right now, we don't do it well enough, and we need to, we're striving to, is they forget about the people that are already in their rooms. I mean, you've already got them there. So if you can get these people to talk about you on TripAdvisor, not in a fake way, you know, there's no bribes, there's no, hey, please say good things, but mm-hmm. just to put them out there, you know, bad reviews are as good as good ones because it lets us get better. But TripAdvisor is important. We can't control it, and that's the best part. It's legit. It's organic. It's, you know, that it's real. TripAdvisor, just so people know, is very strict about the reviews. If they see, you know, a couple of reviews come in from our IP address from the hotel, they'll shut us right down. They won't even let stuff go up on us anymore. So, you know, a lot of what's on TripAdvisor is very true, and the hotels that do it well are active and getting those people. The other ones are great for travel, but I think Foursquare, when it comes to like the locals and travelers, is becoming a very strong, trusted community. You know, it's a lot of same people that are friends on Twitter. So it just builds that bond. And again, I think people are starting to use it because it's simple, easy. There's a little bit of a game to it, but you know, I knew going into Austin, Texas, like which places the people that lived there, where they went to the most, you know, like you find out quickly that like the Iron Cactus was like the hot spot on Foursquare. So it's like, I got to check that place out. I think it's very trusted. There's no other reason to recommend the place unless you're actually at it and checking into it. So, you know, it really becomes a strong reference point. I think Foursquare has got a lot to offer in the near future.
Yeah. Are you just watching it right now? Are you doing anything active with Foursquare or any of those other apps?
I'm active with it and with the hotel right now. We're about to put something in where I think if you do, you know, on your fifth check-in, they'll make it so you get either a free glass of wine or draft beer. On your 10th check-in, free dinner. You know, we're going to start to work with stuff that will reward check-ins, not just the mayorship, because the mayor just sort of can be gamed way too much, but, you know, people that actually come and check in, and we can monitor it. Again, we're small enough, but we want to be able to start to do offers with that and reward the people. You know, it's kind of the modern-day reward system. Instead of giving out a card every time you come and you get punched, and on your 10th punch you get a free cup of coffee, it's sort of that you know, sort of approach, but new version of it.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned Austin and Foursquare. There actually were a bunch of people gaming the game, too. They were checking in at places they weren't planning to go to just to try to draw the crowds away from where they wanted to go.
Yeah, it's the only thing, and I've spoken with their newest employee, DeCore, I think his name was. He spoke at one of Jeff's meetups a couple weeks ago, right, and asked about them. The one thing like Gowalla does a little bit better than I think Foursquare is you actually have to be there. You know, you can't check into places unless you're, you know, geolocated, really. And I think to make it better for establishments to run better contests and offers, they have to do that. Otherwise, you know, let's say I do the five, you know, on your fifth check-in, you get a beer or a glass of wine. You know, you can sit in your living room and check in every day, and then, you know, show up on the weekend and get a free draft beer, where, you know, Gowalla, you can't do that. So I would like to see them do the geo-targeting.
Yeah, well, Brian Simpson of the Roger Smith Hotel, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
We can find you at rogersmithlife.com, as well as RS Hotel on Twitter, and you have a Roger Smith group on Facebook.
Yes, we do.
Okay, did I leave anything out?
No, I think if you go to those, even just rogersmith.com, it'll lead you to everything.
Okay, great.
Great. Thanks,
even,
Brian.
And for your guys' sake, too, check this one out. It's a new one that Adam just put together, Drudge Report style. It's the old website that they originally had, and he resurrected it. It's rogersmithnews.com. If you go there, it basically just has a link to anybody that's involved with social that works at the hotel. It's a really cool site.
Yeah, it does look like the Drudge Report. Excellent.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Great. All right, cool. Well, thanks a lot.
Enjoy Vermont.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Go Sox.
You have been listening to Conversations with Community Managers, a co-production of Voce Communications and the Community Roundtable. To comment on what you've heard, email doug@voceconnect.com or jim@community-roundtable.com. You can comment on our blog posts at vocenation.com or community-roundtable.com/blog. Subscribe to this series on iTunes or on our blog.